Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, our next item is for all the wildlife lovers out there, and no doubt will spark a debate on whether or not we should be feeding wildlife that visit our back gardens. Now, many of you might be familiar with the sound of foxes. I was going to say the gentle
I've never heard that noise before in my life.
No. We had foxes in our back garden, and it does keep you awake at night, I can tell you. Our next guest, though, Sarah, is well used to these visits from the friendly fox, journalist and author Amanda Foxy Friend Brunker. You're very welcome to Drive Time.
Oh, lads.
Like, how do you put
up with
it? You're
going to get me in so much trouble. My neighbours already hate me. I'm exposing all my secrets here tonight.
Tell me, you've been feeding foxes in your back garden for years now, have you?
Oh, listen, I have, and it's something that I can't get out of. If you start, you have to continue, and it drives my husband mad, and my kids have begged me to stop, but I can't, because you have these sad little faces just looking at you going, yeah. Where's the grub?
What do you feed them?
Okay, so it started about 8 years ago. I feel like this is kind of like some sort of kind of AA meeting or something. But I started about 8 years ago. I had leftovers from, it was Christmas Day, and there was just a load of stuff. And I said, you know what, I'll just throw it into the garden and some sort of wildlife will take it away and eat it, kind of thing, because I hate waste. And We were kind of enjoying our drinks and our sing-song and whatever. And then I think we were sending the mother-in-law home at about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. And we noticed that there was badgers and foxes eating the food. And I'm like going, oh my God, like how the hell have we got badgers? And like you'd expect foxes, but not badgers. Mm. Anyway, long story longer, it ended up then I have really high antisocial bushes around my house. And it's a bit like Fort Knox. It's great for keeping burglars and nosy neighbours out, but not so great at keeping the wildlife out, because they can kind of scuttle in underneath the bushes.
Come here to me. I'm still waiting for the bloody menu for the fox.
No, wait. I honestly have to give you a backstory on this. The reason why I did start feeding them, they were getting in and they were leaving deposits, and let's just say there would have been worms in them.
Oh.
And I'm a proud dog mom, and I couldn't keep them out. And I said, if they're sick, they could make my dog sick. So I started medicating them with food. And yes, if you want to know, I do roast chickens every night, and I give them roast chicken.
You do not.
I do. I genuinely do. Now, I give some of the roast chicken to my dogs as well. And I make sure to take the bones out. Like, it's a big production.
Hold on a second. Surely not every night.
Yes, Cormac, every night.
Sarah.
Every night.
Amanda Brunker's fox is better fed than myself.
Yeah, or me. How many are there?
It depends on the type of year. Now, the clip that you guys started off with, you're not going to believe this, but in my kind of unprofessional ear, that was the sound of lovemaking.
Was it? Play it again, Niall.
That's not appropriate at all. Before the watershed.
Go on. Is that lovemaking? It is, Amanda.
That's lovemaking. And you see, at this time of year, unfortunately, this is breeding season.
Okay.
There will be a little bit more of this sort of noise. And it's horrific. It's like banshee stuff. It's perfect for Halloween and this time of year, but they can tend to be a little bit loud. But that is the sound of lovemaking. So, you know, just let them at it and just know that it'll end soon.
Okay, but how many? You didn't answer me how many, or it just depends.
Yes, sorry.
Like, what's the maximum you've seen?
Okay, so there has been up to, oh God, my neighbour's going to kill me. There has been up to 12 sometimes, depending on, and like, I mean, I'm a bit like kind of Mary Poppins. I'd sit in the middle of them and feed them, and they'd be kind of at my feet and stuff. And this would be some people's idea of hell, absolute hell. At the moment, there isn't many, and I was kind of nearly thinking that I might be able to get out of feeding them now, because I had some real old timers, and you can't like just stop feeding the old timers, and I had some favourites, and I even had one that was an absolute dote. He used to sit at my feet and I used to pet him and I'd talk to him, and he would have come in and sat on the couch with me if I had have allowed him. But obviously I've two rescue whippets who weren't too fond of him, but he would have come in to the bed with me. Like, he was just such a dote. And unfortunately I saw him, he was on the road two Christmases ago. But you know what, I don't mind that so much because it's really quick. And when it comes to urban foxes, there are a lot of them. So, you know.
Okay. Lots of texts coming in on this, right? And some people are very supportive, saying this is lovely, live and let live. Another person saying foxes don't make love, they mate. sorry, shouldn't laugh. Please don't treat them like humans, says Kate. It's not fair to them. She's not happy with us at all. But then another one, the council advises people not to feed foxes. What do you say to that, Amanda?
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that. But you have to remember that we have to have some sort of wildlife. And if the one thing I will say is I do not have any rats or mice anywhere near my home. And if that is a good kind of something to kind of try and kind of encourage people, like, if they honestly, they keep all vermin away. So I would prefer to have a couple of gorgeous bushy tailed foxes in my garden than rodents.
Better
so
a cat
that's
than a
just
rat.
My yeah. that's my
do,
preference.
Come here to me. Do you garnish the chicken? I'm intrigued by this.
Okay, do you want to hear the full routine?
Oh, I do.
So
yes,
I roast a couple of chickens, and then I debone the chickens. I don't give them the bones, and then I have the chicken there, and then with the stock I put in doggy nobbles, and I fill up the tray, and I fill that up with a bit of water, so they have the stock. That's all good, kind of. Collagen and stuff like that, and that goes out. And they're very fond of, now I don't recommend people getting into the routine of roasting chickens, that is ridiculous, but they are very fond of custard creams.
Oh,
nice
Amanda,
look.
You are a sick woman. You are a sick woman.
Listen,
like, how did you discover they're very fond of custard creams?
Also,
you know,
I feel like calling around to your treat. House and pretending I'm a fox.
Honestly, they're very cheap. Depending on which department store or supermarket you go into, you can get custard creams for quite cheap. So they have custard creams. I throw out some Markies and nothing too rich. You don't want to upset their stomach. So, it is something I do, and it's terrible. And I wish I didn't have to do it, because sometimes, if I'm getting ready, the odd time that I do get to go out, before I get in the shower, before I blow dry my hair, before I put on the lipstick, I have to do the chickens. And it's just one of those things.
Well, look, this has been one of the most intriguing conversations I've had in an awful long time. A tweeter says, it may have appeared to be a good idea to play the sound of a fox on the radio, but I now have two dogs going bananas in the kitchen. And one more text, and this is a serious text. They might approach a small child and bite if they gain confidence because of human interaction. That is why the council advised not to feed them. So what we might say is, you do it, but it's not the advice for other people to do it.
Cormac, can I just tell you, wild animals are always wild animals. Yes, they have a bit more bravery coming into the States. And you have to remember that we're taking over their territory. So houses are being built in fields where they used to be able to live.
Yeah.
On their own. Unfortunately, there's very few kind of wild areas left for these animals. But the one thing I will say is, they're not going to attack you. They're not going to, obviously, you don't be leaving small children around kind of wild animals or dogs or anything like that. But I can tell you now, the foxes are more scared of your tiny little terriers and all those animals. They don't want any conflict
whatsoever.
Just
be careful. Exercise caution, I suppose.
Obviously. And I don't suggest other people trying to pet them.
I
just had one particular fox. I'm the fox whisperer.
Yeah.
Amanda,
official spokesperson for foxes.
Exactly,
as well,
Amanda Brunker, you're very good to come on and talk to us about it. Thank you very much indeed.